Hello and welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi. My name is Aviva Feiner and we're here with the OU Women's Initiative, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Yud Aleph. And before we move into that perek and actually look at its words inside, I'm going to ask you to come with me on a brief journey looking back onto the life of David HaMelech, because the Malbim tells us very clearly that this perek is one that is clearly telling us a lot about the life of David and a message that he has to his adversaries. So let's look back at Shmuel Aleph and at the introduction to the life of David HaMelech. We meet David, and David is met in Perek Tzayin of Shmuel Aleph. And when he is met and eventually coronated, is on the heels of a travesty in Shaul HaMelech's life when Shmuel casts him away and tells him that he no longer wishes to see him after his disaster with Amalek. And at that point in time, as the prokem proceed in Shmuel, we find that the conflict between David and Shaul, who is as well encountering mental illness, as we would call it today, but madness, as the Navi describes it, that by the time we get to Perek Chaf, David says to his friend Yonasan, who is Shaul's son, and as the enmity of Shaul grows towards David, David's friendship with Yonasan only blossoms. And he says to Yonasan, Chai nafshecha, ki befesha beini uvein hamaves, that I swear that there's just a hair's breadth between me and death. It's like a footstep. There's nothing. And when David does not show up to a Rosh Chodesh party at the home of Shaul, he becomes so incensed he almost kills Yonasan. Yonasan and David pledge their eternal love to one another at the end of Perek Chaf of Shmuel Aleph. And David is running and running and running. He comes to Achimelech HaKohen in the city of Nov, and he says, help me, feed me. And of course the Kohanim do that. And Doeg Adoni, who is Shaul's servant, witnesses this. At the end of Perek Chaf Beis is one of the greatest tragedies and travesties of Shaul's madness. He kills Nov Ir HaKohanim. I need to just add in here, of course Shaul is going to regret and at the end of his life apologize, but this is a madness that is taking over him. Here we open our Perek. Lam Natzeach LeDavid B'Hashem Chasisi Eich Tomu L'Nafshi Nudi Harchem Tzipor. He is working with very cryptic words here, and hopefully we're going to find some clarity with this. Laminat Seach. The Radak tells us this is the principal music maker. This is the conductor of the entire orchestra of the 4,000 that played in the Beis HaMikdash. The Minat Seach is the one who conducts it, all. And the Minat Seach is the one who literally vanquishes all or conquers all. But when we're dealing with Tehillim, which was said and sung by the Levim on the steps of Beis HaMikdash, we're talking about the Menatzeach is the one who combines all the sounds of the Mikdash. And when he's singing to the Menatzeach, David says, B'Hashem Chasisi, I trust Hashem. Eich Tomru L'Nafshi, why did you tell me? Why are you telling me, people? Nodu, Nudi, this is what we call a kri and a ksiv. So that Nodu is a plural, wander. Nudi, you should specifically wander. Harchem Tzipor, your hills, take to your hills like the bird, or your hill, your rock, says Rav Hirsch, what you think is stable for you is like a bird. Either way, David HaMelech is being very clear in telling people, I trust Hashem. Don't tell me I have instability in my life, Rav Hirsch says, like a bird that's just flitting all over the place. I'm always curious when we have a Kri and a Ksiv, what the Kri and a Ksiv are coming to tell us. And actually, we have two different looks at it. The Radak says the Ksiv, no do, is keneged haguf v'haneshama, that he's saying, you're telling my body and soul, neither of us, flit around, you have no stability, or nudi, just my body, or says Rav Hirsch, are you telling Klal Yisrael you have no stability? No do, everybody? Or Nudi, just me, I have no stability? Either way, Harchem Tzipor, your mountain is a bird. Take to the hills like a bird. Go to the mountains like a bird. Either way you want to look at it, what he's saying is, I'm stable. I have Hashem. B'chach Hasisi. Ki hinei arisham yidruchu keshes, konenu chitzam. Because the wicked ones, they have prepared their bow and arrow, and they've gotten them ready, they're bent and set to strike out. Al yeser, liros kmo bemo ofel ligishrei lev. And they're shouting they're shooting in the darkness at the people who are bright. Rashi tells us What does it mean that the wickedness, yidruchun, with the word derech keshes? And he explains how the person who's shooting an arrow has to get his feet in the right stance to prepare the arrow to shoot specifically and from the bow. And it's amazing to me every time I read a Rashi like this, because we know that all of Rashi was written with Ruach HaKodesh, how Rashi clearly knows archery, even though I'm sure Rashi never actually did archery. And what do the wicked do? They set their sights, they set their arrows straight to, in the darkness, shoot those who are upright. Who are those who are upright? The upright, we're told, is Nov Ir Kohanim. This is, they're ready to do evil, and they're ready to just destroy. And the Malbim says, and they accomplish. They are actually, their treachery is something that they can accomplish. They can accomplish their treachery, which is a horrible thought to think. Ki hashos shasos yeharesun. Because they actually destroyed shasos. Rashi says, this is the Kohanim who are, Mitzvot David said, the Yesod HaOlam, the Kohanei Lev, they are Shatot et HaOlam, they give the whole world to drink. They destroyed Kohanim. Tzadik, Ma'pal. What can the righteous man do? There's so many different ways to read this. But the wicked have been successful. They destroyed Nov Ir HaKohanim. They destroy good things. And David HaMelech says, Tzadik, Ma'pal. I'm a tzaddik, I didn't do this, ma'pa'al. What you did, Rashi says, it's your fault. It's your fault, you made it happen. Or beautifully, says the Malbim, tzaddik Hashem, ma'pa'al. It's truly HaKadosh Baruch Hu who makes everything happen. Which follows very clearly into the next pasuk, because Hashem beheichal kadsho, Hashem b'shamayim kiso. Hashem is sitting in his holy place. Hashem's throne is in Shamayim. So going back to our earlier psukim, David HaMelech has said, you think my life is just a flitting around bird, fickle? You think the evil people can accomplish their treachery? Hashem is sitting beheichal kacho, Hashem b'shamayim kiso. Hashem is sitting in heichal kacho, and sometimes the Malbim says, he's in, actually, we see him in our Beis HaMikdash, we see him in our shuls. And other times, B'Shamayim, we don't always see him. It's not always clear. But either way, wherever we think Hashem is, Einav Yechezu, he is looking very clearly with his eyes at people. Afafav, his eyelids, Yivchunu Bnei Adam, they are testing man. And Rav Hirsch says something so beautiful here. He says, apapav, his eyelids. Eyelids move not just at random. They can transmit the signal of the eyes at its owner's will, which I find so fantastic, because Rav Hirsch lived a good 100 or so years before we had communication with eye gaze successfully there for patients who are so limited that they need eye gaze. But he says this, the eyelids can transmit the signal of the eyes at its owner's will. You think Hashem doesn't have inherent discipline as to how he's treating the world, says Rav Hirsch. David is asking his friends, how could you tell me this? Hashem is clearly testing, like the eyelids discern and communicate so minutely. That is how Hashem is testing the world. Hashem tzadik yivchan v'rasha v'ohev chanaf sama nafsho. Hashem looks for the righteous one and he despises, he loathes the one who loves injustice. Ohev Chamas is the one who loves injustice. Rashi says, wow, it looks like the Rasha is getting all the good in the world and Hashem is just balancing. He's waiting to give him his just desserts. Ve'az yamtir aleihem b'gehenam, as it says in the next pasuk, yamtir al rashaim, and he will rain upon them in Gehenam. They will get their just desserts. And the Malbim just adds on here that Hashem will repay all the wickedness. We know that. And it seems Ahav Chamas, he's having so much fun. He loves all his wickedness that he's doing. Don't worry. Pasuk Vav Yamter Al Rishayim Pachim Esh V'Gafris. He will rain down upon the wicked blazing coals and sulfur. Ruach Zlafos Menaschel Kam. And a scorching, burning wind will be their lot. That's how Hashem is going to repay them. I don't even want to get into the descriptions of what Gehenna must be, but it is hot. It is hot, and they will get their just desserts. Ki tzadik Hashem. Because Hashem is a tzadik. Hashem loves tzidkus. He loves righteousness and perfection. Tzedakos ohev. He loves righteous deeds. He loves righteous people. Yashar yechezu panema. The ones who are upright, who are yishrei lev, the yishrei lev tzimcha, the ones who are yashar, will behold his face. You know, I am proud to descend from Yekis, and they say you can learn yashrus from the Yekis. Yashar is not just standing straight, but yashar is the one who sees clearly that I'm directed constantly towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is certainly something that David HaMelech is going to discuss in further prakim. But at this point, Hashem loves pure, just righteousness. And I want to recount one pasuk here with a beautiful lesson that I heard years ago, and with that we'll close for today. Hashem Behechal Kadsho, this is pasuk Dalet. Hashem b'shamayim kiso. Hashem is either in a house below, either the Beis HaMikdash or our shuls, or b'shamayim kiso, or he's above with his seat in the sky that we cannot fathom. And we said that the Malbim tells us that sometimes we see Hashem, like he looks apparently here, and sometimes we don't. And this is clearly an idea that Shlomo HaMelech discusses in Shir HaShirim, where he says that sometimes my beloved is mashkiach min hachalono, sometimes he's looking out the window, and sometimes mitzitz min hacharakim, or he's peeking from the cracks. And I heard a Dvar Torah on this pasuk years ago in Camp Sternberg, and Ad Hayom Hazeh, I've been repeating it for so many years, I don't remember who I heard it from, but I heard it, I think, on a Tisha B'Av. And the one who was lecturing that day shared with us that there's a mashal to a mommy who is standing by the window while her child is playing outside. And every time the little kid looks at the window, they see mommy and they feel comforted and they feel complete and they feel safe. But let's say the blinds are down and mommy's just looking through the cracks and she's peeking. The child feels nervous. The child is shaking. But mommy can see just the same. David HaMelech is telling us here, if Hashem is in Heichal Kadsho, if Hashem is in Shemayim, wherever Hashem might be, he's looking at us just the same. He sees, he's in control, and he knows what's going on. I look forward to continue our journey in Tehillim together with you, Be'ezrat Hashem. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.